This is Gardening with Sharon on CFCW. It's all brought to you by Sunstar Nurseries. They have an amazing sale happening right now. Just go to Sunstar Nurseries website. You can get their hours. You can find out the deals. And they've just been a wonderful sponsor of this show. Sharon, I was just telling you off air that on the weekend, I finally watered my cedars for the last time. But I just couldn't pull out my geraniums and my marigolds. They still look too awesome.
I know. Like, leave them in. Be an Elsa and take care of them in the spring, Jackie.
I'll take care of them in the spring. I think wonderful advice. I know you've been getting lots of questions about the ornamental grasses, which are so gorgeous, and what should people be doing with them this fall?
Yes, so they're asking whether you should cut them back or let them stand for the winter. Ornamental grasses are wonderful landscape plants, especially for where we live. They're easygoing, easy care, they're versatile, and another thing is they add structure and texture to a garden and height, right? So who wouldn't want to have them? An extra bonus is that they are drought tolerant once they're established, once they're really well established. So ornamental grasses grow best if they are trimmed back to about 15 to 20 centimeters, that's 6 to 8 inches each year. So, but it doesn't matter whether that happens in the fall or the spring. They just need to have a fresh start at some point, whether you cut them back now or wait. But either choice really won't impact their growth or their performance in the spring. I want to put a plug in for allowing perennial grasses to stand through the winter because they provide such beautiful focal points. They catch snow, and they also provide habitat for insects and pollinators over winter. But what you do is you can just trim them back with freshly washed sharp pruning shears, but some people actually use hedge trimmers for really large clumps. That is it.
Oh, that's great. Grasses. Where do we find you, Sharon?
You'll find me at Gardening with Sharon on Instagram, Facebook, and that is also the name of my website if you're looking for longer blogs and more detailed information.